for not growing in whatever environment you're in.
Now, here's my problem. So in Yisro, we have three preparations. Mission, separation of husband and wife, and separation from the mountain. And then we have the Aseres HaDibros were given to us. And then after the Aseres HaDibros, we have in this week's Parsha, many, many laws, Bein Adam L'Chavera, which is Parshas Mishpatim. Now, at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, there is then a description of Moshe Rabbeinu building a Mizbeach, sprinkling the Jewish people with blood, reading a book or a sefer that is called Sefer HaBris, and the Jewish people responding with the famous words, Naseh,
Nishma.
So what's going on? So listen to the Machlokas, Rashi and Ramban. Maybe you covered this, but it's a very, very important Machlokas, Rashi and Ramban. Very important. Rashi learns that this is a classic example of Ein Muktam U'Me'uchar BaTorah. That the Torah does not always follow chronological order. And all of the events at the end of Mishpatim, the Mizbeach, the Zerikas Hadam, the reading of the Sefer HaBris, and the Naseh V'Nishma, all of those events that appear in the Torah after the Aseres HaDibros, you have to rip out that perek and stick it before the Aseres HaDibros. So according to Rashi, in addition to the mission statement and the separation from husband and wife and the separation from the mountain, before Matan Torah, there was the building of the Mizbeach, the bringing of Korbanos, the sprinkling of the blood, the reading of Sefer HaBris, I'll find that in a moment, and the Naseh V'Nishma. So according to Rashi, the Jews did say Naseh V'Nishma before the Aseres HaDibros. That is Rashi's opinion. And it's based on the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, it's not just Rashi, didn't just make it up, that the Mizbeach was in fact built on the 5th of Sivan, the day before Matan Torah. Yeah.
So if we agree with, or we learn Rashi, and we say that, like, Ein Muktam U'Me'uchar BaTorah, how could we then listen to anything that, like, Ramban says, if we're just like, how could we, like, pick and choose what to listen to when?
Well, I tell you, our job basically is not to choose. Our job is to, your job, my job, is not to decide if Rashi is right or Ramban is right. We try to understand the views of the great Chachamim, and to understand that there's a machlokas. Now, this is not a machlokas that's relevant to halacha. It doesn't have a practical difference. But in learning psukim, Meforshim have different ways of understanding the Pesukim. So our job is just to understand them, not to decide who's right and who's wrong.
But you can't believe both, so how are you supposed to...
Well, I mean, you're asking me, what am I supposed to believe?
Yeah.
I think our job is that we don't know what to believe. In other words, we intrinsically are not sure if it happened this way or this way, because there are different views. The one thing that is clear is the Jews did say Naseh V'Nishma. There'll be a question when they said it, and the Jews accepted the Torah, and we're just not sure about the exact sequence of this based on the Muktam U'Me'uchar
BaTorah. But like, let's say someone asks a question and you try proving it like based on Rashi, like how can you prove something if you don't know if it's like the exact truth?
No, that's correct. I think the only way you can prove something is you can say the following. If you accept Rashi's interpretation, the following conclusions would be true. But you're right. I think Ramban doesn't accept Rashi's interpretation, so those conclusions might not be true. In other words, there are a lot of things in Torah for which we don't have to have a definite answer. I mean, we have to believe in Hashem, we have to believe Hashem gave us the Torah, we have to believe he accepted the Torah, we have to believe he comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But with respect to a lot of details, we can frankly say we don't know exactly what happened. And that's okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not expect us to have the definitive answer. People were told all of their lives there are many things that they're still not sure about. And when you have a machlokas, Rashi and the Ramban, now although it is said that Rashi is the main interpretation, but still, the Ramban is very, very great, and we basically say, we don't know. But the one thing you should know, you shouldn't just be ignorant. In other words, there's a difference between simply saying, I don't know, and saying, there's an argument Rashi and the Ramban. Even though that's also, I don't know. One is an I don't know that's based on Torah knowledge, and the other is an I don't know that's based on ignorance. So the hope is, I hope that at least in this little situation, you graduate from I don't know to there's an argument that I should know. That's a different type of I don't know. That's a very good question, and that's a question that, you know, we never have an answer to, because even if you say the Torah is not in chronological order, you still have a question, well, why isn't it in chronological order? Right? In other words, that's a question you could ask in many times.
Rashi
only
just make that when the two don't line up. I don't see a Sneha Parshiyot in there. I don't understand why this would be written in the middle of...
Yeah, it is actually a very good question. Rashi, I will not say all the time, but Rashi often will give you a reason why two Parshiyot are adjacent, even if that means something was taken out of order, because you wanted to connect everything.
Yeah.
Here, Rashi doesn't give you that reason, so it is actually a sorry for you. We don't have such a good answer. Now, let me just explain, though. So according to Rashi, one thing we still have to explain, besides your good, very good question, and that is, Moshe read to them from something that's called Sefer HaBris. And in response to his reading the Sefer HaBris, they said, Naseh Benishma. What was he reading then? What is the Sefer HaBris? What is the Book of the Covenants? So what Rashi says is, very important, that Moshe wrote down from Hashem the Torah from Bereishis until this point. Not a whole Sefer Torah, because a lot of the Torah didn't happen yet. But Moshe wrote down the Sefer Torah from Bereishis till that point. And he read to them, it's like reading the first chapters of the Torah. He read to them the Torah up to that point. He gave them the history of the worlds, the story of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and Yosef,